You've probably heard things like burn it to the ground or everything will burn. Well, the truth is that comes right out of Scripture. 1 Peter 3:10, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Everything's got to go. It's a fire sale and everything's going to burn. Well, just about everything's going to burn. But believe it or not, that's not exactly where we're going today. But it's close. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman David Alliance. Reach out to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. And today's your last day to give me a question, a comment, or an insight regarding the series on men and women last week, the five things a godly woman should do to save her husband, save her marriage. We talked about the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, and we also talked about how a man can make it easier for his wife to love him and serve God. A lot of comments, a lot of insights. I'm going to get to it on Wednesday. It might be a two-parter, maybe a three-parter. But if you want me to address one of your concerns, insights, or questions, please shoot it to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Hey, 1 Corinthians 3:13 says that in the end day, all of our workmanship, everything we've done will be revealed with fire, and it will prove the quality of every man's work. But did you know, even though that we're talking about everything will burn, also, everything will bow. I think I need a t-shirt that says everything will burn and everyone will bow. Yeah, with a big cross behind it. I'm liking that idea. I might do that. Philippians 2:9, that at the name of Jesus, at the end of time, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen to this. Not only every knee and every tongue, but it says in heaven, on earth, and below earth, everyone's got to bow. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. The Philistines, those dirty sons of Philistines, they capture the Ark of the Covenant, which is the Spirit of God. They bring it into their temple of Dagon. The next morning, the idol of Dagon falls over, appearing to be bowing down to the Ark of the Covenant. And the Philistines, of course, said, "Dagon it." Now, I've talked about this before, but hold on. They pick up the idol, they set him in place again. The next morning, the idol has fallen over, and its head and hands are broken off. I guess, as Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed the powers and authorities, Christ made a spectacle of them. Okay. Anyway, that's a stretch. But people always go, "Garth, why all this talk about the supernatural, the demonic, the deliverance ministry, the invisible world, the, you know, faith as a mustard seed and all these things?" Because our battle is not with flesh and blood. If it's up to you to make the enemy bow, it ain't going to happen. It'd be nice to put Satan in a room, we put our gloves on, and just go to war. But our battle was won, our battle is won, and our battle must be won in the supernatural spiritual world. So when we go to battle, we must have this mindset. Everyone will bow. Every problem will bow. Every situation will bow. Every circumstance, everything that seems impossible in your life, it must bow to Jesus Christ. It must bow to the powers that be, the powers that live in you and me because of who Christ is. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And you go, "Yeah, but Garth, I've been fighting and things just don't seem to be bowing." Okay, I get it. He's disarmed the powers. Having stripped the powers, we now have the authority and the power. We have assured victory. And things just don't seem to work out sometimes. You go, look, in my own life and in people's lives, I've seen them pray and war over areas and things didn't turn out. They didn't get what they wanted. You know, people died, businesses lost, relationships still unmended. Well, here are three thoughts. And you have to think outside of time and think of eternity. We are called to war, even if every battle is not won. There will be battles that are won. There will be battles that are lost. But the war has still been won. The war has still been won. Everyone will, in fact, bow. Maybe not right now, but they will. Number two, we may not see a win on earth, but we'll always see a win in eternity. everyone in eternity will bow. Number three, we do not war until we win. We war until we die. Go to war. You were created for war. Go to war. War knowing that everything will bow. Finally, everything bows to the lordship of Christ, right? Just like the Philistines who put the presence of God in the vicinity of Dagon, everything must bow to the presence of God. It doesn't have to bow to you. It doesn't have to bow to your church attendance. It doesn't have to bow to you because you don't swear or you don't chew or you don't drink or go with girls that do. Problems won't bow and circumstances won't bow and evil won't bow because you're a good guy or you read your Bible. None of that's bad. None of that's wrong. But everything will bow in the presence of Jesus Christ. Keep Jesus alive and moving in your life. Keep the presence. Keep the Spirit alive. Stir up the Spirit. Pray. Hang with people who are on fire. Make it happen. When the Spirit of God is in you, more often than not, everything will bow. Keep them alive. As in Ephesians says, stir up the gifts. Continue to be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you do, when you are, when you have it, things bow. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.